Take three big breaths and exhale completely. Fill your belly and release. Let all of the air go. Feel your center, the vertical alignment right down in front of your spinal cord. Connecting the highest aspect of you right down into the new earth, the ascended, verdant earth at her healthiest. Keep breathing. Feel your body drop your attention at least as low as your heart. In times past, spiritual teachers and leaders, or high mucky mucks as I affectionately call them, owned all the access to the spiritual realm, and we accessed the spiritual realm through them. In other times, medicine men and women assisted healing in helping you walk into the unknown, rejected aspects of yourself to clear and integrate. Our new paradigm, the new era we are entering, is asking you to access directly, to stop exhausting yourself seeking and empower yourself directly. The old rules do not apply. We are in a new age. While we have one foot in the practical, the other will be structuring the new paradigm, your personal new paradigm. And there really is no going back. It's exhausting to use hyper-masculine means to create these days. The future belongs to you using evolved masculine and feminine principles. The 12 pillars of benevolent creation is a gift for you. It collapses polarities to center you. It will also shatter old identities gently. It shows you the extra space you have once you surrender all the old patterns and thinking that you have tried, the ones that you thought you needed to make your life work. Practice using the 12 pillars to create with your benevolent reflection coming back to you. Each pillar is a wealth of infinite knowledge. Seeing them, hearing them, is not necessary to their results. Knowing they are there and beginning to feel supported by them is being connected, and that is the starting point and actually all you truly need. The 12 pillars are reliable, essential support. All you have ever known throughout eternity is within each portal. Your consciousness opens more the more you spend with them. And the more you mature your relationship by working with them, the more access you will have. Go ahead and take another breath, and I'd like you to feel your 12 pillars surround you. Just know that they're there. Feel their reliable support. Ask them to clear your field of anything in interference, any thoughts, any energy that doesn't belong to you or that is none of your business. We're going to ask the pillars to reflect back appreciation, appreciating the amazing things that we feel that we have done in sync with ourselves. I'd like you to feel what that feels like. Ask the pillars to show you the appreciation for your divine masculine qualities that are within you. These are your divine masculine qualities that get you into action. Now, your inspiring and restoring qualities come from the divine feminine. And how they work together is the inner marriage within. So keep breathing. When you're really feeling the appreciation and gratitude flow, ask your pillars to show you something that's unfinished that you can recapture the wisdom. Maybe you left some wisdom behind, and that will help you move forward. So just take a few minutes and feel into that. We'll clear the field of any residual memories and allow the wisdom to remain. Be sure to include any regrets or work experiences. That's unfinished business that can hold you back. So let's go ahead and recapture all the lost energy you have in holding that. Clear your field. Let the wisdom remain. The insights remain. Let your appreciation grow for all you have learned. We're going to take a second and ask for more vitality. Often this is when all the lights turn on, but revitalize your field. That would be like resetting it after the healing that we just did. And we're going to strengthen our confidence in the field. Ask the pillars to reflect back confidence in what you feel like when you're confident. Releasing all patterns or programs that you might carry that make you feel unworthy, undervalued. Time to let those go. The times you hid or felt unnoticed. Let your field strengthen with being seen. We'll stabilize the field again and ask for the feeling of charisma. Allow the pillars to flood you with the energy of your own personal charisma that helps set you with the right group of people, your right contacts. I want you to feeling like you are enough. You are more than enough. You are welcomed. You are wanted. People are waiting for you to connect to. Releasing all shame, all patterns of feeling denied. ask the pillars to show you what it would feel like if you were more than enough. If your lack or desire was fulfilled, what would that feel like in your field? Hold this. And let's stay here for a little while we build this field up. This will assist you in your creations. This is what your future will feel like. And your now, your eternal now. And bridging those two helps you achieve your goals faster. It's not unusual when we upgrade our field that our goals might shift a little. So take a moment with this question. What is my enlightened self-interest? What is my next best step? Allow it to come to you and know it will come to you in the right time. Maybe now, maybe in a few days. Pillars are activated by your questions and by the energy of your questions. You can ask as often as you'd like any questions that you have. Next, I'd like you to feel into your 12 pillars or know that they're there. And ask that this energy be sustained within you as you step into the new paradigm with your new way of creating. Very good. Thank you and aloha.